Let's call this meeting of the Senate Judiciary Committee to order. It is 2:34 p.m. on Wednesday, April 17, 2024. Before we begin, I want to thank Juliana Singh, the Senate Judiciary Secretary, who makes sure we have a transcript of our meetings, and Dylan Williams from the Juneau LIO, who makes sure we have sound at this time. I want to remind committee members and all those in the room to please silence your cell phones. Present today, we have Senator Kaufman, Senator Tobin, and myself, Senator Kleinman. We have a quorum to conduct business. Our first and only order of business today is Senate Bill 134, Insurance Data Security Information Security Program, sponsored by Senator Kaufman. Before the committee is a proposed committee substitute. Here to provide a summary of the changes for the committee substitute is the Senate Judiciary Committee aide, my Chief of Staff, Brianna Fikarik. Brianna, if you would please join us in the front, put yourself on record and begin the explanation.
Good afternoon, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Brianna Kakarik, and I'm staff to Senator Kleinman. So version R, the summary of changes for version R to version D. On page 5, line 10, we've added new paragraph 9 to AS 2123260 that states, require that a third-party service provider that has access to or holds non-public information notify the insurer of a cybersecurity event involving non-public information as soon as possible and not later than 3 business days after the third-party service provider determines that a cybersecurity event has occurred. For purposes of this paragraph, encrypted non-public information is not considered accessible to or held by the third-party service provider of the associated protective process or key necessary to assign meaning to the non-public information that is not within the possession of the third-party service provider. There's been also conforming changes, including renumbering, and on page 17, line 20, including the new paragraph 9 to AS 2123260 to the list of items to take effect January 1st, 2026. Thank you.
Questions about the committee substitute, either for Ms. Kakarik or Lori Winghire is here from the Division of Insurance, and or Senator Keel, who requested the amendment that shows up in the CS. Hearing and seeing no questions, I have a motion to adopt the committee substitute of working documents. Senator Tobin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the Senate Judiciary Committee adopt the Senate substitute for Senate Bill 134, Work Order 33-LS0253/D, as in Delta, as our working document.
Are there any objections? Hearing and seeing none, we have adopted the committee substitute as our working document. I'd note that Senator Keel joined us at 2:35 p.m. That's all we have today. We're going to adjourn. Our next meeting is Friday, April 19 at 1:30 p.m. We stand adjourned. The time is now 2:37 p.m.